Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Douglas Campbell. Douglas Campbell III. Doug is the author of Where to Go From Here. He is the success coach. Success coach. TheSuccessCoach.com is his website. So check that out. Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. You mentioned earlier about 16 to 28. You said go back and think about if you want to get your entrepreneurial juices going again. If you want to get regrounded, maybe you've kind of wandered off of your plan a little bit, and you're a little frustrated. Think about what you were motivated, what you're excited about, what were you passionate about when you were 16 to 28. And I like that idea, but I was also, as you were talking about it, I was thinking about how much of the things, how many of the fundamentals that you and I learned when we were 16 to 28 that still inform us today in our business, that we couldn't do what we do today had we not gotten that kind of context when we were 16 to 28. And then I wanted to ask you, in your working with these startups, especially the young ones, what I'm concerned about is that the young generation, they have all this context. I'm sorry, all the content. They have all this information, but they have not nearly enough context. How do I use it? What are the fundamentals? And whenever somebody like you and I try to slow them down a little bit and say, okay, wait a minute, you need to focus on this, you know, something you and I learned a long time ago, they seem to eschew that a little bit. They seem to minimize that. What do you think? What are you running into?
Well, I think the 16-28 period is when you try different things, when you take risks, and you make mistakes, and you have some successes, but you learn a lot. And I think today that, you know, because of so much information or readily available information, that people think they have solutions. And I find that, you know, how do you do it better, smarter, faster? Is you have a coach or a mentor that, you know, you really use as a sounding board, because someone who's been through it, you know, 20 or 30 years earlier, or been through it multiple times, can really provide that perspective and context, as you said.
Get them to sit still long enough to realize that even though what you're saying may sound like an antique, you may sound like a fossil, how do you get them to sit still long enough to say, well, okay, I know it sounds old, but it's really classic, and I can learn from this person. If I don't know how I can use it now, at least I should listen and at least have that in my inventory. What do you think?
Well, maybe it's just the way I connect with people. Remember, I was a professor, undergrad,
yeah,
MBA.
But are you seeing what I'm talking about out there? When you talk to the young people, are you seeing their when you and I came up, we learned from our mentors. We got the content we needed. We got the context we needed, because we didn't have a lot of information when we first hired on, when we first started things up. Today they're way ahead of where we were. I mean, in terms of being informed, they're way ahead of where we were when we were 25 years old.
Well, in many ways, but they're also not way ahead of us.
That's
because
my
they
point.
They don't connect. They don't communicate. Now, what I tend to do is I'll sit down with people for an hour, uninterrupted, no cell phones. You know, maybe have a cup of coffee, have lunch, and really drill down on business issues and business ideas. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that truth-telling. It's getting to those kind of emotional issues or emotional discussions that, you know, I'm concerned about this, or I'm struggling with this, or I'm challenging. And I think once you kind of get to that, they realize, wow, it's really helpful to take an hour or two every week and really step back and deal with the bigger issues, because you tend to get caught up in this wheel. And how do you think about the covey, the important but not urgent issues, and, you know, what's coming next? And that's the perspective that, you know, you and I and others could give, whereas, you know, you've got to think about this next few months. You've got to think about managing people. You've got to think about other things, not just, you know, the social media side, which can help, and it's helped for marketing, but that's only one piece. The whole context, I think, is what a lot of times these young professionals don't get.
And I really encourage them to reach out to someone who's got a couple of gray hairs. and ask them and listen to them. And even if you don't know what you're going to do with the information yet, at least have it in your head. And in time, it will mean something to you. That's one of the things that I'm one of my projects is to try to get the generations to work a little closer together than I'm concerned that they are. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
Douglas Campbell III, ladies and gentlemen, the success coach. Put a .com on that, and you'll find his website. Where to Go From Here is his most recent book. He's got others coming at us, too. We'll launch those on the show another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.